Broadcasting Network. Greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. China. China is in the news. A couple of days ago, the Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in Beijing stated that the Kremlin has signaled its readiness to engage in peace negotiations with Ukraine, but only if Kiev and its Western backers accept the negotiations and the reality on the ground. China and Russia are on the same page regarding the need to take into account the legitimate concerns of all parties involved, above all in the security sphere. In this context, we, together with our Chinese colleagues, reiterated the conclusion on the futility of any international events that not only fail to consider Russia's position, but ignore it completely. Russia and China are doubling down. And who are they speaking to? They're speaking to empire. And they're speaking to empire's comrades in the war. NATO, the NATO nations, European nations, any nation that wants to engage with the United States against Russia. Minister Wang Yi also said, as Russia's friendly neighbor and comprehensive strategic partner, we will resolutely support Russia's stable development and revival under the leadership of President Putin, who was just re-elected to be the president of Russia for the next, I think it's 6 years. This is Vladimir Putin's last presidential race. There won't be another for him. With Xi Jinping, there is some talk, I don't know whether to believe it or not, that he has probably pancreatic cancer. There's no proof of that, but there is speculation in some of the international media that he has possibly at the beginning stages of pancreatic cancer. Well, I know one thing that Xi is doing is he is trying to not only retain complete control of the CCP, but he's expanding his power to the Chinese government. He wants it all. And as you will see in a little bit, I'm going to talk about Xi's comment this week that Taiwan is ours. We have reclaimed and we're going to take possession of what belongs to us. I probably will just read it right now. Xi, the straight cannot sever kinship. And, well, I'll read the article in just a little bit. Excuse me. And, okay, here we go. Well, wouldn't you know, the page I need to get to can't be opened. So I'll have to go from what I had read. Memory. So Xi is saying that Taiwan is family. And we are going to resume ties with family. And what he means by that is we are going to, just like China did and Xi did in Hong Kong, we are going to visit the family. We're going to send in CCP members, and we are going to take control of everything that we consider to be ours, which is everything. Xi is going to move to visit the family members in Taiwan with the CCP soldiers and CCP weapon or the soldiers and take over Taiwan. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. Then China is already making it clear to the United States, stay out of the political and military with the Philippines. Politically, don't involve yourself. Militarily, don't involve yourself, because the Philippines, the whole Asian chain, belongs to us. We're going to rule it. We need it for the future. So this is what's happening with Xi Jinping. At the same time, Xi is continuing to move forward with the plan that Russia put together, the BRICS nations, and China makes a major financial announcement. And here's the announcement. The financial announcement they made last week indicating that China has launched a new currency swap program with developing countries. The currency swap allows the central banks of developing countries to sign an agreement with China that would facilitate trade in local currencies. Central banks can swap their local currencies for trade with China and save millions in exchange rates. This is huge. The U.S. dollar will play no role in the currency swap agreement, making the local currencies the centerpiece of all transactions. This is huge, or huge. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. I'll be right back.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
This is Rick Rodriguez, host of The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, 2 to 3. Topics: American world hegemony, the New World Order, secret societies, one world religion, weather warfare, international wars, transhumanism. Join me, 1360 KHNC.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe in the wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Everybody wants to rule the world, and the way to do it is to eliminate using dollars. And this is how Russia and China are going to destroy America. They've already begun. It's too late to change it. The currency swap allows the central banks of developing countries to sign an agreement with China that would facilitate trade in local currencies. The central banks can swap their local currencies for trade with China and save millions in exchange. This is war. The U.S. dollar will play no role in the currency swap agreement, making local currencies the centerpiece of all transactions. The move comes in line with the BRICS alliance looking to push local currencies first for trade and commerce instead of U.S. dollar. To know how many sectors in the U.S. are going to be affected, I'm going to read the sectors that are going to be affected. Okay, banking and finance, naturally. Technology and fintech. Consumer goods and retail. First and foremost, the bank and financial sector will be the hardest hit as foreign exchange will begin to decline. The Forex markets run on a supply and demand, and if the demand for the U.S. dollar dips, the U.S. central bank will find it harder to import the dollar. If the central banks of BRICS countries don't accumulate the dollar, the U.S. will see its currency returning home. Moreover, the U.S. has been importing its inflation to other nations for years, and a return of the currency will lead to hyperinflation in the homeland. Secondly, the technology sectors will take a hit as inflation in the U.S. leads to job losses. Additionally, the multinational corporations have to shell out more money to keep businesses afloat and stay at the top without sinking. BRICS can bring down the U.S. economy if they stop accepting the dollar for payments. This is how Russia knew, this is how Vladimir Putin knew how to destroy the United States without using 1 ounce of lead. Destroy the petrodollar. Lastly, and in conclusion, the everyday consumer goods in the retail sector will see prices skyrocketing. Also, inflation will take a grip on the markets, leading to prices of day-to-day commodities turning expensive. Moreover, the Biden administration must act quickly to counter BRICS and stop the decline of the U.S. dollar. Not only Biden, not Trump, nobody is going to be able to halt the nations from drifting and the plan to no longer use American dollars. It's too late. America's destruction has begun. This is why the United States is at war with every nation working with Russia and China in abandoning the use of the United States dollar or petrodollar. This, every nation that is involved in this new currency, this new way to exchange trade using currencies of the countries, using a common currency, maybe China's currencies, India, the ruble. This is the death knell to the United States of America. Also, to stay on this point, again, China is looking to sign this currency swap agreement with 29 developing countries, including that of the BRICS network. The currency swap agreements will be worth $553 billion in local currency exchange without the interference of the United States dollar. The development makes transactions of local currencies in the already always trading mode on the foreign sea exchange market. So, this began in 2014 when Obama, just before he was on his exit at that time, Janet Newland, America's involvement in Ukraine to install the politicians, the governors, the presidents that we wanted. When we did that, Russia stopped using dollars. The whole world waited to see, would it be possible for Russia to abandon the dollar, international dollar petrodollar system. Everybody watched. China watched. India watched. The nations in Europe, Saudi Arabia, the kings of the Middle East, internationally, the United States watched. And Russia was successful. It cost them dearly. The ruble became pretty much valueless, but Putin had already spent years developing the oil and gas fields and had already began negotiating agreements, trade agreements with European nations for fuel, for natural gas. Germany, the plan began with the Nord Stream pipelines going to Germany, into the Baltic. And this strategy is what kept Russia afloat. When the United States decided that they had to push and begin the war in Ukraine with Russia using the Nazi battalions in Ukraine, it only made the Russian ruble stronger. The energy moving from Russia into Europe didn't completely stop. It wasn't completely choked off. It was minimized, but still, to this very day, Russian energy still reaching Europe. And also, Xi Jinping had a need for natural gas, oil, everything that Russia was able to supply. And so Xi Jinping and Russia, Putin, made this agreement. They're trading in rubles and yuan, not in dollars. The plan has worked. The demise of the petrodollar has begun. The emergency unit, intensive care. It's on life support. The dollar is dying. You want to know, if any of you know the Clintons, ask them. Ask them where they're putting their money. Ask them where they're putting their fortunes. Ask the wealthy people in IBM. Everybody's moving out of the petrodollar into land, into metals, out of American currency into other currencies, because the petrodollar is no longer the transfusion that has kept basically the economies of the world moving for the last 100+ years. Well, not quite 100. 80, 60, 50, since the Trilateral Commission and since the Kissingers and the Rockefellers put in place the petrodollar. That was in the 76, I think. So that would be about 50+ years. But the petrodollar, the control mechanism, the instrument that the Rockefellers used to control the world, that instrument is now, it is aged, it is no longer no longer useful. And the nations of the world realize that, and that's why they know the only way to destroy the United States, to destroy the grip of empire, the only way, not militarily, not diplomatically, it has to be to stop the use of the petrodollar and the trade with bonds, with the bonds, treasuries. China's getting out of it. China is out of it. Russia was the first nation out in about 2014, and it worked. The nations were shocked that Russia could survive without using that dollar. So this is why in 2022, in February, China at that time realized there's only two nations jointly. If they work together jointly, they could destroy empire and protect the nations of the world, give the nations of the world an alternative, not only to the petrodollar, but also to the World Economic Forum system. The WEC was putting together a currency, a way in which they could control all currency. Well, Russia had already put together a system that could be used in the BRICS nations. China was involved also. And with that, they have an alternate system, an alternative, a digital system that can be used. And in that system, the banks and companies, corporations, and nations can talk to one another. They don't need the system of Klaus Schwab. They don't need it. and Russia and these other nations are using it already. We have what is called the SWIFT. It is a way in which the banks can trade safely. And the Russians and the Chinese and the other nations have done the exact same thing. They are able to... The computers can talk, and they don't need America's system or Klaus Schwab's system any longer. The revolution has begun and is getting stronger day by day. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Choosing high-quality childcare is an important decision. Here are a few things to look for: positive relationships between teachers and children, time for children to play, clear health and safety policies, and good ways to keep you informed of your child's day. Finally, make sure you visit where your child will spend their day and meet all of the staff. For checklists to help make your decision, visit healthychildren.org.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
I'm excited to announce we're having a huge MyPillow spring sale. And here's a few examples. Buy one of our MyPillow 2.0s, you get another MyPillow 2.0 absolutely free. Made with cooling technology, the best pillow ever just got even better. And this just in, 9 brand new colors and styles of our Percale bed sheets. They're made with the finest long staple cotton, and now you can save 50% or more. That's as low as $24.98. And for the first time this year, I'm bringing you our My Slippers and Sandals for as low as $25 a pair. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
to get your MyPillow 2.0s. Buy one, get one free. Percale sheets as low as $24.98. My Slippers and Sandals as low as $25 a pair. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
So to continue with the BRICS nations, this in itself, let me phrase it this way. This is in the Bible. That in the time, in the years before Christ's return, there would be in the, let's say, 70, 80 year period before Christ's coming, empire would rule the world financially, militarily, would rule the world through technology. Nations of the world would not be able to engage in conflict with America. And economically, America would basically dictate our demands. Wouldn't be requests. It would be demands. It would be requests initially, then demands, and then there would be force. And since the 70s, with the Satanist family Schwabs, they using the occult network of communication from the invisible world into the natural world, they were able to put together with Henry Kissinger, with the Rockefeller family out of this country, with the Rothschilds, with the DARPA, which didn't really exist back then. It was in its infancy. The military and industrial complex in this country, they were able to put together a strategy to bring the nations into a one world, new world way of monetary. It would be a monetary system through electronics, digital, through the digital world that we have today. And through that, they would rule the world. That is until Vladimir Putin, working with other nations, and Putin was working already on the technical side to have another system to talk with banks again, apart from, separate from the Klaus Schwab system, the World Economic Forum. And when Putin was forced to move troops into Ukraine, Klaus Schwab kicked or made it clear that Russia would not be part of the World Economic Forum system of the West. Putin said, "That is just perfect. I've been waiting for you to make that chess move. Now I'm going to take out your king, because we've already set up a system. We don't need your Western network." And Putin went live with their system, and it worked. So now there are two systems. And there has to be, because at one time it was believed that the Antichrist system of the West in America would be the only system available to the nations internationally. Well, the Bible says no, there would be two different systems, and a major part of the world would use the system that basically Vladimir Putin has. Skynet came alive, put it that way. Vladimir Putin's Skynet came alive and has caused havoc, and is causing havoc, and has made diminished or weakened, I shouldn't say weakened, but it has given the people of the world an option, an alternative, and a separate system that the nations can use, rather than using the coming Antichrist system. This is what the United States, Canada, and probably most of Mexico, the Five Eyes nations, will use through the World Economic Forum. Then there will be the alternative system, which will be a much more powerful system. And this is why eventually the United States, we will have to use all technology that we have developed, DARPA technology, to destroy or attempt to destroy the alternative system that the nations will use to trade, using their currencies, using digital currencies, using gold-backed or metals-backed currencies, which we won't have in this country. We don't need it. This country is going to use technology from the air, from outer space, to cause earthquakes, cause volcanoes, change weather patterns, cause droughts, floods, heavy rains. If you can't cause drought to kill the plants in the field or the crops in the field, well, you just drown them. We'll use that technology on the nations. We still won't, Antichrist will still not be able to rule all the nations of the world. He will only be able, he will control his empire, the people of his empire, and the nations that he, like we have a hold, a grip on the NATO nations because we give them arms, technology, finances, and Antichrist is going to have to do the same thing. He's going to have to bribe the nations. Germany doesn't want to go along with the United States right now. Germany is really not too excited about having to send troops to Ukraine. And guess what? They've just started to deploy some bodies in that direction, like the French. Russia says, fine, bring the French, Germans, you NATO nations, you send your troops. We'll do the same thing to the troops that you send that we're doing to the troops, the Nazi troops in Ukraine. Whatever you send, we'll destroy. Russia just took out another oil depot or a center of their an energy, oil and gas. It's hurting. These people in Ukraine, they are in for a major hurt. This is what war does. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Need pain relief? Gresca's topical mist spray-on water-based carbon 60 suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Did you know that 6 in 10 Americans are suffering with chronic disease? Join us for an enriching experience featuring esteemed speakers such as The High Wire's Del Bigtree, renowned farmer Joel Salatin, medical rebel Dr. Lee Merritt, pioneering naturopath Dr. Henry Ely, and many more. With a diverse lineup of over 15 speakers, 55 vendor booths, and an anticipated 1,500 attendees, this summit is your gateway to authentic solutions for healthier living. Don't let this chance slip by. To enhance your journey towards well-being, discover healthier solutions, and connect with like-minded individuals. Get your tickets now for June 1st at the Scenic Ranch in Loveland, Colorado. Call or text 970-475-4083. That's 970-475-4083. Or visit NaturallyInspiredHealthSummit.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit renewremedy.com.
Okay, this is the final week for donations for the transmitter. Joe will go, the owner of the station, is going to Las Vegas next week, and he has been looking at a transmitter, but he's going to see, this is their big week for the radio, these companies that have radio stations. So this is the final week for the donations, and with the $100 donation, you get the that coin, the silver ounce, the ounce of silver. You get a T-shirt. You get the bumper sticker, KHNC bumper sticker. You're put on a. You can also you'll be put on the newsletter. We have a monthly newsletter. For the sponsors, those that have helped with donations. But this is the final week. So again, you get the coin, the T-shirt, and the bumper sticker, and you can call the station. You can come in. I don't have the number. I'll get the number for the next break. Too many numbers to remember. We have the call-in line. We have the office line. We have the gold line. We have the... Oh, my gosh. Then I have to answer the phone sometimes. Okay. So this is the final week. Joe will go out next week and find the piece of equipment that is needed. So, I just thought JD wanted me to make an announcement. Yesterday, or maybe it was, I'm trying to remember exactly, in the last 24 hours, there was the Hamas chief, Ismail Haniyeh. The Israeli government, the IDF, targeted his three sons. In a strike, his three sons, Amir, Muhammad, and Hazim, they were all killed in a Israeli operation. The older boy, or Amir, was a squad commander. The other two boys were military operatives. They had children with them. And I watched the video with this Amir Haniyeh. All these names. Russian names, Arab names, Chinese names. Haniyeh. And Ishmael, he was a squad commander. And then Ishmael Haniyeh, the father, all three of his sons, plus I think four grandchildren, I watched as he was given the news live. There wasn't so much as a, it was, there was no shock. There was no emotion. I realized the programming of this religion is so perfect on this man. He just basically praised Allah that they were, that his family was with Allah. No emotion. Now this is exactly the same situation that took place in the book of Genesis with Cain and Abel. There was no emotion, no regret. These are his own children and grandchildren. This is what Israel is the type of spirit that Israel is at war with every day. The nations of the world at war with every day. I couldn't believe it. He just listened. And when he heard the news, he was standing in the hallway with some people. He heard the news, basically shrugged his shoulders, said, "Oh, well, you know, Allah be praised. They died as martyrs in the war of hatred." This is what the whole world is at war with. This is an ancient spirit. It is not just a natural, you know, like something in nature, like trees or creatures. No, this is a spirit. It is a spirit that existed from the time of Adam and Eve. The family, and then also 60 of his relatives have been killed. There was an airstrike. 14 died at one time. And I'd never seen him say anything about any of the other family members. But he is one of the, and he lives in, I think he's staying in hiding in Qatar, in a very, very wealthy setting. If you sow to the wind, you reap the whirlwind. In this country, the people that are in the government that have this same type of spirit, they are without any empathy. Their children, and if you read the book of Revelation, their children and their grandchildren and their relatives, this is what's coming to the wicked. The children of the wicked are going to suffer this exact same kind of judgment. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and packed we're out alone. Riders on the storm, there's a killer on the...
Okay, we'll end the program in just a few minutes, and the phone number for the station is 970-587-503. 970-587-5003. Okay, so with the wicked, those who are violent, and that's what Hamas means, violent, violence. They will be judged, and their children, everything that they love, everyone that they love, and not just in those in Islam, there's a percentage of people within Islam that have not, you might say, hit that point of no return. There are many, they can never, you cannot, there's nothing you can do to help them because of the spirit of hatred and a spirit of violence that comes with hatred, and they are willing to sacrifice themselves for their cause. You cannot help them. There's no help for this man. The way that he acted when he gets news that three of his sons, and these boys were in their 40s, and his grandchildren, it's as if they were like leaves falling off of a tree. Oh well. This is Hamas. This is the spirit of terrorism. This is the spirit of a religion of violence. Then you have the other religion of violence, the religion of Arianism, which many in this administration are members of. And as the days and weeks and months of, I started talking about this, 4 years ago, and now more and more, there's more and more evidence of the families that came into America through Operation Paperclip, that the parents came in, the children were brought over at a later date along with the wives, and they have had children and grandchildren and great grandchildren, and with each generation, the spirit of Nazism, Arianism, has remained with the family. They have not changed. There is another Holocaust coming to this country. It's not going to be directed only at the Jewish people. It's going to be and is already being directed at the conservatives, people of conscience, people of reason. The Holocaust is coming. For today, this visit tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Have a wonderful evening.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.